We'll be doing the sugya of Muhammad Dava Shiva Erva. Gemara Gittin Beis starts off by saying, by asking the following question, why are we allowed to believe this shaliach as an eid echad to say b'fanei nifta b'fanei nechta? Gemara answers, because this is eid echad nemi b'shirin. So that's why we're allowed to believe the shaliach to say b'fanei nifta b'fanei nechta. Gemara then asks the following question, well, wait a second, maybe we really shouldn't be able to believe this eid echad because here he's going against a chaskas isser. Here, the person's eish ish. We normally only invoke the principle of eid echad when it's not against a chazaka, like a savik chelev savik shel shuman. Then the Gemara says, "V'havi davar shabei erva." This is davar shabei erva. V'ein davar shabei erva pachlos mishnayim. We saw a major machlokas harishonim as to whether the Gemara was asking two questions or one question as to why we're allowed to believe this shaliach as an eid echad. Shouldn't we require two people to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta? So the Ma'arik is the one who viewed this as one continuous question, because he understood that when the Gemara said that this is an eid echad against a chazaka, well, perhaps that's not such a strong question, because the Gemara in Yevamos on Peiches comes not clear what the conclusion ultimately ends up being, and it could very well be that an eid echad is actually able to beat a chazaka. And therefore, the Ma'arik says the Gemara was asking one continuous question, and infinite lomar that the eid echad would be able to beat the chazaka, well, this is v'havei davar shebe erva, and the ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim. So when you combine these two, that's the question that the Gemara was asking of why are we allowed to believe this one aid? Really, we should be requiring two people to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta. The Ramban, however, learned this as two separate questions. The Gemara was asking, why are we believing this shaliach as an eid echad, if number one, this is an eid echad against the cheskes iser, and number two, this is a davar shebe erva, v'ein davar shebe erva, pachlosh mishnayim. Again, not to be confused with the ultimate sheet of the Ramban in Yevamos. The Ramban ultimately holds that an eid echad is always neman, even against the chazaka. But we're now focusing on our Gemara itself and our local sugya here, and the Lefid Ramban, the Gemara was asking two questions. The Gemara was saying, number one, why should we believe the shaliach to say b'fanei nechta b'fanei nechta? Because this is an eid echad against the chazaka, so it should not be neman. And number two, this is a havei davar shebe erva, v'ein davar shebe erva pachlosh mishnayim. So Rebbe now put the pieces together and says, you see something fascinating that comes out of this machlokas between the Ma'arik and the Ramban. According to the Ramban, there is this din, there's this klal out there of davar shebe erva, v'ein davar shebe erva pachlosh mishnayim, no matter what. That's always true. Whenever we're dealing with a davar shebe erva, we're always going to invoke the din of ein davar shebe erva pachlosh mishnayim, because the Gemara asked two separate questions. So the Gemara was comfortable of asking, shouldn't we need two? Because this is davar shebe erva, v'ein davar shebe erva pachlos mishnayim. But it turns out, the Fidah Ma'arik, the fact that the Gemara was asking one continuous question, and that the Gemara was saying that these two things were totally zebazet. The number one, maybe this is an eid echad against the chazaka, and two, this is a davar shebe erva, and they need each other, because it's not one, two independent questions. So it turns out that according to the Ma'arik, we don't just always say, oh, if we're talking about a davar shebe erva, in davar shebe erva pachlos mishnayim. But it depends. According to Ma'arik, it's a combination. In order to need two eidim by davar shebe erva, it needs to also be up against the chazaka. So according to the Ramban, there's this klal that stands on its own of ein davar shebe erva pachlos mishnayim. According to Ma'arik, because he learns the Gemara to be asking two separate questions, but according to Ma'arik, because it's one continuous question, they're telling zebezeh, he holds that you only need two eidim by davar shebe erva when it's a davar shebe erva up against a chazaka. So we wanted to know who's right. So who's right? The Ma'arik, the Ramban, where do you even begin? So we said Yesh Lachkor goes back to the Gemara in Kedushin Samechei that makes the Gezer Shavar Davar Davar Mimamun. The Pasuk says, Apishnayim Edim Yakum Davar Badin Mamunus, that you need two Edim Mamunus. The Pasuk also says, by Arayos, Ervas Davar. So the Gemara in Kedushin Samechei says, Davar Davar Mimamun, that we require two Edim by Mamunus, and also we require two Edim by Arayos. So he said, Yesh Lachkor, what this Gezer Shavar Davar Davar Mimamun is teaching us. Is it that we always need two eidim by dinim mamnos? Apishnayim eidim yakum davar, right? Which is the pashtus read of it. You always need two eidim by mamnos no matter what. And therefore, by Raios, you also need two eidim. So, mahava davar shereva v'ein davar shereva pachos mishnayim is because it's learned from dinim mamnos, just how dinim mamnos always needs it. So too, by Raios and Erva, you need two eidim. And that was how the Ramban was learning that davar davar mimamon is a very simple gzeir shava. You always need two eidim by dinim mamnos, and therefore, you always need two eidim by a davar shebe erva. So how would the Ma'arik understand this? Ma'arik, when he reads the pasuk of Apishtayim Edim Yakum Davar, he touches this a little bit differently. Apishtayim Edim Yakum Davar is only when you're dealing with Dini Mamonos against the Chazaka. And therefore, through the Gezer Shava, you only need two Edim when you're in a davar shebe erva and against the Chazaka. So now the question is begged to ask, so where do we see this precedent that it's possible to be in a sugya of Dini Mamonos and believe an eid echad if there's no chazaka, because according to the Ma'arik, he's reading Davar Davar Mimamun, that Apishtayim Eidim Yakum Davar is telling you that you only need to Eidim Mamunos when you're being motzi Mamun from a chazaka, right? When you're going against a chazaka. But in Tintiloma, there's a case, or there's a sigya where you're dealing with Dini Mamunos, and it's not against the chazaka. So, I was there, the Torah never said you needed to Eidim, one Eid would suffice. And therefore, through Xer Shavar, because whatever applies by Mamunos is going to apply by Erva, by Arias. So too, the Ma'arik is able to say, now, when it comes to a davar shebe erva, you're only going to need two eidim when it's up against chazaka, just like mamonos. But if it's not up against chazaka, then one eid is going to work. So we saw, ultimately, we're going to bring five proofs, right, just to give the tzura of the rest of the sigur, five proofs, pretty much, as to what is the correct view when we look at dini mamonos, right? Do we say that dini mamonos always requires two eidim, like the Ramban, and therefore davar shebe erva always needs two eidim, or no? Dini Mamunos only requires two Eidim when it's up against a Chazaka, and so too when we're in an Erva, that also only needs two Eidim when you're up against a Chazaka, but not when there's no Chazaka. So the first proof, the Sheish Maisa brings us the first two. So the first proof that the Sheish Maisa brings is from the Gemara B'Metzia on Daf Chav Ches. The Gemara brings a case where a person finds a Metzia, he finds a lost object, and two people, let's say someone lost a baseball, and two people come now with Simanim claiming that it was their baseball. But one of the people that came also had an Eid Echad on his side. So should the first person that found this baseball be able to give it to the guy who has the simon and the eid echad? Seemingly that's better. Bar ultimately says that we view this eid echad to be kamada lesa. He's yaniach. It's 50-50. We don't know who to give it to. So the Sheish Maisa says it's a perfect proof for the Ramban that we always hold by dinim mamonos you need to eid him, and that an eid echad is meaningless in when we're dealing with dinim mamonos. Why? Because we're talking about a metzia here in the sugya. Last time I checked, there's no one's muchzak on a mitzvah. There's no chazaka up against this eid echad, and still we said we can't believe this eid echad by dinei mamonos. So raya brua from the Ramban that you always need to eid him by dinei mamonos, and therefore when it comes to davar shebe erva, you're always going to need two eidim, which again puts back into our context in our sugya why the Ramban learned that there's two questions being asked because davar shebe erva always requires two eidim no matter what. So now how does the Ma'arik understand this Gemara? Seeing this is a great proof for the Ramban. We noted that Rav Elchanan has a famous biur about the din of trei kameah. When you have two eidim versus 100 eidim, we don't say that 100 eidim are going to beat the two eidim. We view them as 50-50. Why is that? Isn't 100 eidim better than two eidim? If you're looking at 100 people saying something versus two, why do we say that it's equal evidence on both sides? So Rav Elchanan comes on to say because the Torah tells us two eidim is the highest biur. So to be moshe biruma biruma accomplishes absolutely nothing. You already reached the pinnacle. You already reached the most evidence that a person can bring. So therefore, it doesn't matter that one person has 100 on his side and another one has two. At the end of the day, that's the equivalent. If you reach the highest, you can't be moshe biruma biruma. And therefore, says R. Sternbach in the footnote to the Sheish Maisa, that when we're dealing with a metzia, there's a requirement that a person has to be doresh to find out if there's a simon for the person who's claiming the item back. So the Gemara has a machlokas whether or not a bureau to try to find out as a bureau if this guy has a simon on it, is that a din deraisa or is a bureau deraisa or is it not a bureau deraisa? And we ultimately paskin in that Gemara and b'metzia chavches that simonim is a bureau deraisa. That when the guy finds an object and he now is dorish and asks for simonim to be shown so that he can give it back and the guy provides the correct simon, that's a bureau deraisa to now be able to give the item back. So says the Rav Schermbach, so Ma'arik could say it's not such a raya further and buying the sigya that we're always going to hold that you need two eidim by dinei mamonos, because it could be that the reason why we view this eid echad to be kamada lesa isn't because it's dinei mamonos and eid echad is not nemon. But no, maybe you could say that eid echad would be nemon and dinei mamonos because this is a case not against the chazaka. So why is this eid echad kamada lesa? Because this is mostly birum abirurim. We had two people that came with simanim, which is the ultimate birur deraisa. It's just like edus, right? It is the ultimate birur. You can't add anything else. So just because a person came with an eid echad on his side, that is meaningless to us, and that's the reason why we say yaniach in the Gemara. So we had from that Gemara, we had a proof to say like the Ramban, or to be doche like the way Rav Sternbach did by saying it's mosib birum abirurim, using the sword of Rav Elchanan to defend for the Ma'arik. Second proof that we brought with the Sheish Maisa was from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam holds that an eid echad is neman ben l'chayiv and ben liftor shishvua. Right, we know that an eid echad is always kam l'chayiv shishvua deraisa, but the Rabbeinu Tam has a shita that eid echad is going to be neman ben l'chayiv and ben liftor shishvua. So the Ban asked the following question on this Rabbeinu Tam: how is it really possible to say that an eid echad is neman liftor shishvua if we have a gemara in Bamitzia on Daf Lamavav that has the following case of Shomer Samasha L'Shomer? So again, let's pick up baseball. It's the easiest. You have Levi that has a baseball, and Levi decides to give his baseball to Reuven to watch for him. And Reuven as a shomer, gives it to Shimon to watch the baseball. So the shomer, Shemasha, the shomer, Reuven, the shomer number one, gives it to Shimon, shomer number two, to watch the baseball. And what happens when it's in Shimon's possession? An onus, a hurricane, the baseball goes wandering off into the wild, never to be found this baseball again. Levi now comes to Reuven and says, can I have my baseball back? Levi says, let me go get it back from Shimon. So he goes to Shimon. Shimon says, there was a major onus. I don't have this baseball anymore. So Reuven turns back to Levi and says, an onus occurred. So what does Levi say to Reuven? All right, take a shvuah that this onus occurred. But there's one problem. Reuven can't take the shvuah. Shenanas. Why? Reuven wasn't in Florida with Shimon when he was watching the baseball. He doesn't know that an onus actually occurred. He was in Teaneck, New Jersey. There was no hurricane that happened. He has no idea that he can't take a shvuah to say that it was nanas. So because of that, the Gemara says that Reuven is going to be chayev to pay. So says the Ramban, if it's really true that according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we always believe in Eid Echad, also ben l'chay, ben liftor shashvua, so we believe in Eid Echad to be pater someone from a shvua, why would we not have allowed the second shomer, Shimon, to come forth and be meyed that there was an onus that occurred? And that would be patering Reuven, the first shomer, from taking the shvua, and Shalma Yisrael, he wouldn't have to pay. So from the fact that the Gemara didn't say that, the Ramban says, how in the world could Rabbeinu Tam be right? So the Rosh defends Rabbeinu Tam by saying, because once Reuven couldn't take the Shvua, because he wasn't there, so he couldn't take the Shvua shit at us in the hurricane, we automatically invoke the principle of Bitosha in Yachol Yishavah Mishali. And when a person can't take a Shvua, he now has to pay. So once that din is invoked, so we're no longer in the realm of Shvuas. We're not talking about Shvuas anymore. We're in Dini Mamonos. Reuven has a chiyuv in Dini Mamonos to now pay Levi for his baseball that he was responsible for losing. Because Mitosha Enu Achil Shabbat Yishalim. And therefore, for Shimon to come and be made that there was an onis, that's not patra Reuven from a Shvuah. That's an Eid Echad coming in Dini Mamonos, right, to try to now testify that Reuven doesn't owe the money to Levi because there's an onis that occurred. And this is a proof for the Ramban that when it comes to Dinim Mamnus, an Eid Echad is never Naman. You always need to aid him. Why? Because this is a perfect case of an Eid Echad not going against a Chazakah. Here, Shimon is coming to be an Eid Echad Lahachzik, the baseball, like the Mamon, to Reuven, so that Reuven doesn't have to pay it back. And we still said that he's not going to be allowed to do this, right? The Rosh, according to the Beer, the Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rosh, that you're still not going to be allowed to believe Shimon to come forth and do that. So clearly we see that for the Ramban, that an Eid Echad is never Naman in Dinei Mamonos, because this was an Eid Echad coming to be Lahachzik, the Mamon, for Reuven, and we still said it's not going to work, and we were forced Reuven to go ahead and pay. So how do we defend now the Maharik? Seeing this is a great proof for the Ramban, an Eid Echad never works by Mamonos. So Rav Sternbach says, because slow down, who really says that this is an Eid Echad coming lahachzik mamon? That's one way of looking at it. But you could easily say that this is an Eid Echad coming lahotzi mamon, against a chazakah. Of what? The chov that's owed to Levi. Last time I checked, it was Levi's baseball who lent it out, the original owner, Levi. And now, if Shimon would come and testify that there was an onus, and that Reuven doesn't have to pay, so he was now motzi that mamon, indeed a mamos, from Levi. So that's the reason why this Eid Echad isn't working. It's because this is a classic Dini Mamnu Sigya against the Muchzak, and we always require to aid them when you're in Dini Mamnos against the Chazakah. So says the Rosh Sternbach, that's not necessarily Raya Brura for the Ramban. Is everyone clear with the two proofs that we brought?
Being Motzi the right of the Baal Nikarim.
Exactly. Right. Levi now, Levi wouldn't be able to collect the Mamnah anymore, so he's being Motzi. Exactly. According to Rosh Sternbach, to be able to defend for the Ma'arik. Those are the first two proofs that we brought. Then we kind of like left that whole Gezer Shava Davar Davar Mi Mamon, and now we wanted to say, all right, let's look in Seder Nashim. Is there any clear proofs back and forth, or really where do we see these shitas play out of the Ma'arik and the Ramban in terms of Davar Shavei Erva and how they view it, and whether you always require two, or when we would allow one aid to work? So the first Gemara that we took a look at was the Gemara in Gittin on Samach Dalad. The Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalad tells us that if let's say Reuven goes to a shaliach and says to the shaliach to be mekadesh and isha stam, any girl that he wants for him. So the shaliach goes ahead for Reuven, is planning on marrying any girl that he sees on the way. And Ebuch, the shaliach, ends up passing away. He ends up dying on his mission. So Gemara there says that we have a chazaka shaliach osha shlichaso. When you give a shaliach a mission to do, chazaka that he's going to end up doing his shlichaso. And therefore we assume that this shaliach ended up being mekadesh Reuven to some woman. We just don't know who. And therefore, Reuve now is usher the kol anashim shiva olam, because every single girl is a chashash to be the zachas ishto, because we don't know who it was. So the Rishonim raised the following question: would we believe a woman to come forward as an eid achad to say that she was not the girl that was makabel the kedushin from this shaliach, and then allow her sister to marry Reuve? Would we allow that woman to come forth to say this, or do we say absolutely not? This is a davar shebe erva, the in davar shebe erva pachlosh mishnayim. So we plug in the shitas, we'll come to the following conclusion. If you learn like the Ma'arik, so according to Ma'arik, we only say davar shebe erva, the in davar shebe erva pachlosh mishnayim, if it's also up against a chazaka, because he learned it as one continuous question, our Gemara. And therefore, if you look at this case, there's no chazaka up against this isha. She's a suffix ish, right? We're down now on each woman. Maybe you were the one that was makabel this kedushin from the shaliach. We don't know that she's vada the ish. So she's not up against a chazaka. So according to Ma'arik, there's no issue of believing her, because you only require a davish reva, main davish reva, if it's also against a chazaka. And here, the woman's not against a chazaka. And therefore, lefi the Ma'arik, we're going to be able to absolutely believe this woman to say that she's not the one that was makabel the kedushin and allow her sister to marry. The Ramban seemingly though should have a problem, because the Ramban holds that whenever we're dealing with a davar shebe erva, because he learned there was two separate questions in our Gemara, so whenever we're dealing with a davar shebe erva, we always say in davar shebe pachas mishnayim. So seemingly here, according to the Ramban, we should say that we're not going to believe this woman, because who is she as an eid echad to come in a davar shebe erva and say that she was not the one to be mekabel this kedushin? So the Ramban, however, says that we will be able to believe this woman. So why is that? Because this is not a davar shebe erva. It says the Ramban, she's coming as a birur bi'alma. She's just saying, she's not denying that a kedushin took place. She's agreeing that this shaliach was osa shichaso, he was mekadesh nishastam. What is she doing? She's coming forward and she's saying, I am not the woman that was mekabel that kedushin. So says the Ramban, that's not a davar shebe erva. This is just a birur bi'alma clarifying that it just wasn't to her. And that's why we're allowed to believe this woman. The Ramban, however, takes issue with this Ramban and says, where does he get this concept of, oh, if it's Labara Davar, so then the Eid Echad is Nemar? Last time I checked, she's dealing with the Davar Shabbat right now. We want to know, was she the Ishish, was she not? Was she the one that was Makabah the Kedushin, was she not? So how could, just because the Birur says the Ramban, all of a sudden now we're going to believe her? So Ramban says, we're not going to believe her in this situation. So again, that was the third proof to see these riyas play out. It's like Mara, Gittin, Samach Dalit. According to Ma'arik, we would believe the woman because there's no issue of Ein Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim, because there's no chazaka up against her. And according to the Ramban, we also will believe this woman because this is not testifying on whether or not there was a kedushin, but this is just simply a birur bi'alma. She's not denying the kedushin, she was just now clarifying to us that it is. And the Ramban said, no, we can't believe her. This is the Davar Shebe'er Va. He doesn't hold this whole concept of birur. Then we saw, as a fourth proof, the Gemara and Kedushin on Samach Gimel, which gives the following case of where a father comes and says, Kidashti es bisi, right, I was Mekadesh my daughter years ago. I don't remember to which boy. And as Rebbe says, it was a little boy playing in a sandcastle. And then years later, this boy comes forward and says, I was the one that was Mekabel Kedushin from this father. So the following question arises in this Gemara. Are we allowed to believe this boy as an Eid Echad? Or do we say, what do you mean? This is a Davar Shebe'er Erva, in Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim. We can't believe this boy that he was the one that was Mekabel Kedushin. So what's the din? So the Gemara holds that we are allowed to believe this man. So now we have to understand, how does this play out? How does Gemara make sense with all these Rishonim that we were just speaking about? So according to the Ma'arik, he's the easiest to understand. It's the same thing. You only hold Davar Shebe'er Erva, in Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim, when it's also against a chazaka. Last time I checked, this boy's coming forward saying that he was the one that was Mekabel Kedushin. He's not going up against any chazaka. And that's why the Ma'arik says, the Gemara makes perfect sense. This is the reason why we're allowed to believe this boy when he comes forward. According to the Ramban, shouldn't he have an issue with this Gemara? Isn't this a Davar Shebe'er Erva? And he holds you always, every Davar Shebe'er Erva, in Davar Shebe'er Pachas Mishnayim, no matter what. So no, the Ramban will give the same answer as he did in the Gittin Samach Dalet, that this is just coming to be Levarer, it's a Birur Bi'alma, where this boy comes and he just says, by the way, I was the one that was Mekabel Kedushin. So he's not denying the fact that there was a Kedushin that took place. He's just being Mavarer. And that's why the Ramban also would say this makes a lot of sense, that we're allowed to believe this boy to come forward and say that he was the one that was Mekabel the Kedushin. The Ran, however, is where it gets very interesting, because the Gemara ultimately says that we believe this boy. So the Ran has to agree that we believe this boy in this case. So why are we allowed to believe this boy? So the Ran says, because he's Mamida Bechaskasa. He's Mamida this woman, right, who the father said he was Mekadesh her years ago. He's Mamida her Bechaskasa, and that she's an Eshish. And because he's just clarifying now, when he comes forward, we're allowed to believe him. So this begs the obvious question. Whoa, the Ramban, we just saw in the Gemara, Gittin Samach Dalid, didn't hold this whole, oh, if you're coming to be Mevarer, you're off the hook and we're going to believe you as Nedav. And he didn't hold like this Ramban. So what is the Ramban saying in Kiddushin Samach Gimel? As Rebbe likes to say, what?
The Ran,
I'm saying. What is the Ran coming now all of a sudden and saying that we're able to believe this woman because here, this is Lavarer, when the Ran in Gittin Samach Dalid didn't hold to this concept of Lavarer and he was against the Ramban. So as Rebbe says, my Nishtana for the Ran, Gittin Samach Dalid to Kedushin Samach Gimel. Seemingly these are identical cases. These are Birurim on Samach Dalid when it came to the woman saying that she was not the one that was Mekabel Kedushin. The Ran said, absolutely not, we can't believe her. But when it comes to the boy coming forward in Kedushin Samach Gimel, that he was the one that ended up accepting the Kedushin, the Ran says, yeah, no problem, he's coming, Mamidas Chaskasa, we could believe as a Birur. So my Nishtana. So that's where we saw the Beis Halevi came in for us to give the following answer. That according to the Ran, we're only talking about a Davar Shebe Erva when the Eid Echad and the testimony is coming to change the status of the woman, to change the status of the Ervo, who is a woman. And therefore, if you plug in the Sigyas, when we're dealing with the Gemara and Kedushin Samach Gimel, the woman's status never changed. Before the man, the boy, came forward to say that he was the one that was Makaba, the Kedushin, this girl was Bechetzke Ishishis. The father said, Kedash Tesbisi, my daughter is an Ishishis. I married her to someone. The boy is now coming forward years later and saying, oh, it was to me. So as Rebbe said, in a great Lashon, she was an Ishish before the boy came. The boy came and said, I was the one that was accepted the Kedushin. She's Vayter an Ishish. Nothing changed about her. And that's why it's not a Davar Shebe Erva. So the Ran is able to say that we're able to believe this boy when he comes through to be Mavar, because he's not changing her status. That's not where we're going to invoke the parsha of Davar Shebe Erva Vein Davar Shebe Erva Pachar Vishnayim. Aye, but the Gemara in Kedushin Samach, the Gemara in Gittin Samach Dalid, where the Ran said that we can't believe this woman, that's because the woman was changing her status with her testimony. Before she came forward, we viewed her as a Safek Ishish. Was she the one that was Mekabel Kedushin from the Shaliach Stam? All of a sudden, she comes forward and now tells us with her own testimony that she did not Mekabel this Kedushin, and now we're saying you're not an Ishish. So she went from Safek Ishish to not an Ishish. That's changing the woman's status. That's a Davar Shebe Erva, and that's where the Ran then says that you're not allowed to believe this woman.
What are the answer by the man?
Why we believe, according to the Ran, why we're allowed to believe?
Because the man is changing his status.
So Rebbe said, because when we're down on Ervo, it's about the woman. When we're dealing with it, with an Ervo in the status, we look at the woman, we don't look at men. That's a din.
So then, shouldn't Arik be going against Chazaka now?
Why?
Because the woman has a Chazaka being an Ishish.
No, Suffolk Ishish.
She's not changing that.
Oh, okay. She's a Suffolk Ishish.
Feed him Arik, it's still Suffolk.
Exactly. Then we went on to the fifth proof, the Chuvus Maimonides, which is a fascinating case. I guess we'll put some players in because it just makes it fun. Reuven says to a shaliach to go and be Mekadesh Leah for him. And he gives it to, we'll call the shaliach with Shimon. So Reuven tells Shimon, his shaliach, go be Mekadesh Leah for me. Shimon walks up to Leah using his own ring, as Asher pointed out in Shir. He must be talking about his own ring. And he gives the ring over to Leah, and he says, Haraya Mekadesh Leah. He doesn't say Haraya Mekadesh is the Reuven. He slips up under the chuppah. And Leah accepted the Kedushin in front of two Edom. And now, Shimon the Shaliach starts to get all nervous, and he right away says, this is a Kedushin toast. I didn't mean to say Lee. I actually meant to say Reuven, and this we should not be married at all. Could we believe Shimon? Could we believe the Shaliach as an Eid Echad? Or do we say, what do you mean? This is Davar Shebe Erva. Vein Davar Shebe Erva, Pachlush Mishnayim. So again, let's plug in our Shitas. According to the Ma'arik, this is a case of a Davar Shebe Erva, but not against the Chazakah. And that's why we should be allowed to believe this shaliach, this Eid Echad of Shimon, because we only invoke Davar Shebe Erva, Vein Davar Shebe Erva, Pachlush Mishnayim, when it's also against the Chazakah. As he learned, our Gemara to be talking about one continuous question. So they were Teller Zebezeh, you needed both factors. But if you just have a Davar Shebe Erva and it's not against a Chazaka, we allow one Eid to be Naman, Lefi the Ma'arik. Therefore, the Ma'arik says, this woman, she's a Cheskas of Pnuya. She doesn't have a Chazaka against her. And therefore, we're going to believe this Eid Echad of Shimon, the Shaliach, to say that this was actually a Kedushei Taos. What about and the Chuvus Maimonides there, by the way, says that we would believe the Shaliach. That's an important thing to understand. Because now, we asked, how would this fit with the Ran and the Ramban? Because according to the Ran and the Ramban, there's no bureau here to be able to believe the Shaliach Shimon, to get him off the hook. So how does the Ran and the Ramban fit well with this Shita of the Chuvus Maimonides? So the Sheis Maisa answers, because the whole machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran doesn't even step into the batter's box, to use the Lashon of Rebbe. It's a great way of expressing it. It doesn't even get into the sugya, because this is not a sugya of Davar Shebe Erva. Why? Because the machlokes between the Ramban and the Ran that we saw earlier in Kiddushin Samach Gimel and Gittin Samach Dalet, that was talking about a Davar Sheba Erva. There was a Kiddushin that took place. We Vada knew that the Shaliach Stam was Mekadesh someone. We Vada knew that the father was Mekadesh a boy. And now we want to know, okay, who's the Biru to? Is that allowed? Is that not? Machlokes Ramban Ran. But over here, we don't even know that there was a Kiddushin that took place. Lefi Divrei Ha'ed, there was Nishta Kiddushin. There was a Kiddushin Tavos, and there's nothing there. And that's why even the Ramban and the Ran would agree that we're going to be able to believe Shimon the Shliach here as in Nechon, because we're not even talking about a Davash Be'er. We're not even in that Sugya. That was really the first part of the Sugya of a Davash Be'er, Pachach Mishnayim. Then, after going through those five proofs, we then went into the next part, next question in our Gemara, which is the following question from Tosfos. What was the Havamina of the Gemara that an Eid Echad is going to be Ne'aman to say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam? If Ikra get Yochiach that you need to, if you look at the get itself, there's two Eid in there signed in it. So what Havamina is it that we would be able to believe this Eid Echad to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam? The Tosfos' answer is, because this is a Gilui Milsa Be'Alma. So Gemara thought, oh, Gilui Milsa Be'Alma, we're not testifying on the actual Iker Haget, and that's why, because it's just a Gilui Milsa Be'alma, we'll be able to suffice with the Neid Echad. That was the Havamina. The Gemara, Kamashma, no, you still are going to need to have two Edim even by this Gilui Milsa Be'alma.
How would the Ran deal with this? Because he says that even when it's a bear, it's still a problem.
Wait, right now, the Ran's not
right, no,
in this part.
How would the Ran deal with this? Meaning, if you're saying it's only a bear, so that's why Tosus could deal with it, it's only a bear, and therefore the Eid Echad could work. But if the Ran from the last point, which you said that that he says that even when you're just being mivar something, Eid Echad's not Neman, so what's the Havamina according to the Ran?
Yeah, well, no one holds that the Eid Echad is going to be Neman ultimately in our Gemara. That's Tosu's question.
No, but Tosu, you can answer for Tosu's, but how would you answer for the Ran? You can answer for Tosu's, why? Because you're only being Megala, like you just said. But for the Ran, he says even when you're being Megala, it wouldn't work. So what would be the Havamina?
I'm not understanding your question. We can speak at.
Then, we can
speak at after. I don't know. We can speak at after. I'm not understanding. I wish I could. I don't understand the question. So, the Fi Tosvos, right? The Havamina of the Gemara was this is just a Gilui Milsa Be'alma. He's just providing us, I'm not going to end up spoiling the future, but this is a Gilui Milsa Be'alma. Therefore, Havamina Eid Echad is going to be Naaman. Kamash Milan, you're still going to need two Eidim for a Gilui Milsa Be'alma. So, what does this mean, Gilui Milsa Be'alma? Where do we see this play out in Shas and anywhere else? So we see this in Gemara Nivamos Yigimel. The Rif Sham takes point of this, and the Rif says in this discussion in the Gemara Nivamos about whether we believe an Eid Echad, or it says a Krova or an Isha, to testify who a brother is in Yibam, to allow the Yibam to take place, or the Chalitza to take place. And we end up poskening that we allow an Eid Echad to be Ne'eman in such a situation to say who the brother is. So the question is this Davar Sheba Erva? Vein Davar Sheba Erva Pachluk Mishnayim? Why do we allow someone to come forth and say who the brother is to allow the Yibam or Chalitza to take place? So the Rif says, because it's just a Gilui Milsa Be'alma. All the Eid Echad, all the Isha or the Krova is doing is providing us with the prerequisite to do the Yibam. They're coming forth and saying, this is the brother, and then we're allowed to do and perform the Yibam out to Edim. So this Eid Echad is just providing us the Gilui Milsa Be'alma, and it's the two Edim that are actually being made on the Yibam or Chalitza that's going to take place. The Eid Echad itself is not being made on the case proper. It's just a prerequisite to allow us to take forth with this procedure of Yibam or Chalitza. So too, it's a parallel case to Gittin, where the Shaliach, who's saying Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, he's providing us with the prerequisite information to allow us to now use this get to know it's a kosher get. But he's not testifying the actual gerushin that's taking place. We then have two Edim that are doing that for us. So that was the Havamina in the Gemara, that by a Gilui Milsa Be'alma, we should allow this to work. But the problem is, in the Gemara Nivamos, Lumaskana, we allow the Eid Echad to be Ne'eman because it's a Gilui Milsa Be'alma. So if that's true, then in Gittin also, Lumaskana, we should allow this Eid Echad to say Befana Nechtam, Befana Nechtam, to provide the prerequisite for us. So what's this chiluk between Yivamos and Gittin? So Rav Soloveitchik had the following Chakira to be able to answer this question. When the Pasuk says, V'kosu V'nasan, right, that we need to write and then give the get to the Isha. So Yish Lachkor, is the Ksiva just a Hechsher mitzvah to the Nesina of the get? Because you can't give a get if you don't have the Ksiva. Or no, are there two equal components of the chalos, or the whole process of a chalos gerushin, which starts, the haschalah, the talich of the gerushin starts with the Ksiva, and it culminates at the end with the Nesina. So the Havamina of the Gemara was that the Ksiva is just a Hechsher mitzvah to Nesina. we need to have a ksivas get so that we could now give a get over. And if that's true, that it's just a hechsher mitzvah, so the Gemara thought, okay, we're just gathering prerequisites over here. Prerequisite information that was written in the Shema, which then now allows us to then proceed with the Nesina. And that's why an Eid Echad is going to be allowed to be Naaman, because all the Ksiva was doing was acting as a Hechsher Mitzvah to allow the Nesiva to take place. Kamash Malan, then no. The Kasa of Nasan is two equal components. They're both Mamish processes in the Gershon. They're both in the Sugya of Davar Sheva Erva, and therefore you need two Eid in the entire time. And that's why the Eid Echad is not going to be Naaman to say, Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam. Again, but mishum iguna kuli berabanan. Anyways, ultimately, because it's just a chashash mederabanan. But that's the chiluk that the Rabbi will explain between the Gemara in Yavamos, the Gemara in Gittin, that even though this is just a gilu misli alma, there's a major difference because here in the Gemara in Gittin, we're not actually dealing with prerequisite because the maskana ends up saying that the ksiva is that mamash an integral part of the gerushin, and that's why the edacha is not going to be naman. The chasm sofer gave a totally different approach as to what the Havamina and Maskana of our Gemara is. Why, again, was the Havamina that an Eidacha should be Naaman, Maskana, that the Eidacha is not Naaman, say Befani Nechta, Befani Nechtam? So Chasam Sofer explains, because everyone knew that when we're dealing with the Davar Sheva'erva, when we're dealing with Kedushin, we're dealing with the Gerushin, you need two Eidei Kiyum Hadavar. You need two Mamash, two Eidim. The Havamina Gemara was that when we're dealing with Eidei Lebiur Hadavar, that you would be able to suffice with just one Eid. So here, when a shaliach is coming to say b'fanenichtam l'shma, and just acting levira davar, that the Havamina Gemara was, oh, that would be okay. We just want aid. Kamashmala, no. Even aidus levira davar requires two aidim. Aidikim, aidibir. You always need two aidim. It's all part of being a davar shebe erva. That's how the Chazam Sofer explains our Gemara. Then the third way we saw our Gemara being explained between the Havamina and the Maskana is the Rav Chaim. Rav Chaim explained as follows. He says, when you look at a get isha, and we have two edim that are signed on this get, so we always assumed, right up until now, that the reason why you have two edim signed is because it's a davar shebe'erva. But in davar shebe'erva, pachos mishnayim. Says Rav Chaim, hold on. The Havamina the Gemara was not necessarily so true, right? Maybe that's not the reason why we have two edim that are being signed on this get isha. But really, because if you look at a get batz is a shtar, and a shtar batz muso is an edus, and every edus needs two edim. So the fact that you have two Eidim signed on a get might not be because it's a davar shebe erva, but simply because a get is a star. And every star needs Eidus. Every star needs two Eidim. And we saw this concept brought down by Rabbeinu Tam for Rabbi Meir. Because Rabbi Meir, who holds Eidi Chasima Karsi, Rabbeinu Tam holds Va'af Eidi Misir Karsi. So we see from this Shita, even when we're in the Paschal like Rabbi Meir, that the Eidi Chasima only...
This
Pshad,
he's giving
up
Afi. Of Afi,
he's
giving up Afi.
Is even the
fear of Rav Lozzer? No, Rav Lozzer, not Rav Meir.
Uh-huh.
It's Tosos in the Rav, but Dafko within Rav Lozzer, not within Rav Meir.
Interesting. Okay, because I spoke to Rabbi today. Okay, interesting. I'll look that up to clarify that part. So, regardless, we see that there is a Shita that shows that the Eidei Chasima are there just at times to be Lashuri Shtara. No, it's within Rabbi Meir.
So Rabbi Meir's not denying you need Eidei Misira. He's just saying what's Koris is Dafka always going to be the Eidei Chasima. It's Rabbi Lozer who says you can even have it.
No, 100%. But
everyone agrees with this idea of Rabbi Tam that it's an Afin Eidei Misira. There are those who think it's
Yes. The machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Blazer, whether Eidei Chasima Karsi or Eidei Misira Karsi.
No, but even within the machlokes, Rabbi Tam has a chiddush that's an af Eidei Misira within Blazer and Eichol.
No, if you're Rabbi Meir,
if you're Rabbi Blazer and he holds that the Eidei Misira in Achnami Eidei Chasima are Koris, but if you had a case that there were no Eidei Chasima, then Eidei Misira can be Koris, as opposed to the.
We'll discuss later. So we saw this precedent that an Eidei Chasima is able to work La Shvui Shtar. It's just there to be able to give you now the status of a star. And it's the Eidei Misira that are there for the Davar Sheva Erva purposes. So that's true, says Rav Chaim. The Havamina in the Gemara was because the Eidei Chasima are there, not necessarily because it's Davar Sheva Erva, but simply because it's Hilchos Shtaros dictates it. So we should allow an Eidechot to say, to tell us that this get is kosher, just like any Shari Surin, right? We're allowed to believe an Eidechot to be Mavara, to provide us with the prerequisite information to know that it's a kosher get. So too, the Halmi of the Gemara was, the two Eidim, this is not because of Davar Sheba Erva for the Eidei Chasima, this is just because it's a star, and a star needs two Eidim. So therefore, the Halmi of the Gemara was, we could believe an Eidechot to come, like we would believe an Eidechot by any Shari Surin, to go ahead and Mavarer that this was a kosher get because it was written in the Shema. So Kamash Malah, no, even the Eidei Chasima is part of the process of Gerushin, it's a Davar Sheba Erva, and therefore you would still require two Eidim to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam. But again, we ultimately allow one Eid to say Befani Nechtam, Befani Nechtam, because we say the Chashash of the Shema is not really a Chashash, and it's only Midir Rabbanon, and Mishum Meguna, Ikuli Be Rabbanon. Okay.